On November 7, 1872, Captain Benjamin Briggs and the Mary Celeste, along with a handpicked crew of seven, in addition of the captain's wife and daughter, set sail from New York Harbor to transfer alcohol to Genoa, Italy. The ship never arrived. Instead, it would be found drifting 1,000 miles west of Portugal, just abandoned. How did an entire crew vanish? Let's get into it. Hi, welcome to the SMM podcast, and this is the story of the Mary Celeste. So, on December 5th, 1872, a British ship called the De Gracia stumbled upon a ship that was seemingly abandoned about 1,000 miles west of Portugal. The crew of the De Gracia boarded the abandoned ship and found that everything was remarkably in order. It was even to the point that the crew's clothes were folded nicely and put away where they should have been. The captain of the De Gracia stepped onto the Mary Celeste and found that the boat was in working condition and could be sailed. They decided that the best option for them was to take the ship out to Gibraltar and salvage it. After a thorough 3-month investigation, the Gibraltar authorities found that there was no foul play to be involved, and as such, gave the De Gracia their payout, even though it was only a sixth of what the value was worth. The ship would become headline news and would be the cause of much speculation over the next century and a half. Let's look at some of the theories that were wildly speculated on. A lot of people thought that this could have been pirates and kidnapping, although there was no real evidence towards that. All but like a few barrels were full of all the alcohol. So pirates don't really seem likely. The next theory that a lot of people at that time had, because they didn't have a lot of knowledge about the ocean, of course, was that a giant sea monster did it, and which doesn't really make any sense, because if a sea monster, like, if you came in contact with a sea monster, it probably would have destroyed the boat and not just taken the people. Like, that's kind of absurd to just leave the boat on hurt and take the people. I don't see how a sea monster could ever do that, but at that time they thought that sea monsters were real, so. Now, a theory that does make, in a way, sense is that the vapor fumes from the alcohol were getting too strong and the crew and captain were worried about fire. Now, I don't know if because the captain's wife and kids were on, that may have changed his mind to leave an abandoned ship without any proof of even or any fire even occurring yet. But at the time, captains weren't really known to abandon ship. They never abandoned their ship, and it would have taken a drastic measure to abandon a ship and for a captain, because that was their life. Now, of course, we can't know if this was actually a possibility, and we can't disprove it either, but it does seem likely that alcohol vapors would cause you to fear of a fire, because alcohol is extremely flammable. I don't know, that's all I gotta say on that one, is it does make sense, but I don't see why they would abandon without knowing that there's a fire first. More theories range from the crew turning on one another and brutally killing each other, to aliens abducting all of them and leaving the boat drifting, yet none of them have been proven, and no evidence for, of course. So this one is kind of just a mystery for now, and it's a hard one to say. People think that the reason is because it was off course and they decided to cut their losses, but I don't believe that a captain would have just abandoned his ship for no reason unless it was there was some reason that his kids or him or his wife's life would have been in danger. In terms of which one of these theories is most likely, I think that a fire is most likely, and they could have abandoned for fear of fire. But it is strange. I don't know if the captain, like I said, if the captain's wife and children on board were a reason for him to abandon the ship without there actually being a fire, just him fearing for them, their lives. I think that with the lack of evidence in this one and with how old it is, this one will probably never be solved, and there will probably never be a real straight answer for it. And it'll always be up to speculation and theories, but it's a very interesting story if you think about it, because no one knows what happened to these people. Like, you think that someone, because it was front, like, it was headline news. You think that if they would have survived and made it somewhere, they would have said something and told their story about what happened to the Mary Celeste, but that has never happened. Now, I hope that these people were able to make it somewhere safe and live out the rest of their lives in peace and happily, but it doesn't really, the evidence, there's no evidence to support that or anything for that fact. And I think that, like I said, that if they would have survived, they probably would have came forward unless they were scared of something. They would have been scared of being called a ship abandoner or something, but there's gotta be some strange circumstances that are unknown. So this pretty much ends the story of the Mary Celeste. There's not a whole lot of evidence or anything that not much to be said on it. There's what I laid out that is known. And other than that, I could speculate for hours, but it would be useless because there's no evidence to support anything. There's only a missing lifeboat and a missing pump, and that's only supports that somebody left the ship, and it seems that all of them left the ship. With this story over, I know it wasn't a very long one, but I'm going to take some time to talk about what is hopefully going to happen with this podcast in the future. So we're going to be uploading, hopefully weekly, no promises, but we're going to try to focus on cold cases, murders, missing peoples, anything that's strange, unusual, and mysterious. And hopefully you'll have fun listening to it. The point is that it's to get away from everything, normal life. You listen to some strange, mysterious things and what happens in the world sometimes. This first podcast was kind of just an introduction episode. I wanted to do a simple, interesting, and easy story to just kind of introduce myself and try to get a feel for the podcast, because this I'm new to it, so hopefully I will continue to grow and my stories will get longer and my episodes will get better. But other than that, I hope you guys enjoyed, and as always, thank you. Hey guys, I hope you liked this first episode. It was just an introduction, a short story to get you guys interested and hopefully subscribe to the podcast. I'm hoping you guys will look out for the new ones. They're coming out very shortly. I'm always researching, so I'm always ready to record a new one. They're gonna get longer as I go along and start researching a lot more. I just wanted to do this first one as a kind of an introduction to who I am and what we're doing here. So thank you.